From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that xylazine, a powerful veterinary sedative, is showing up regularly in overdoses in Ulster County. Ulster County Health Commissioner Dr. Carol Smith said, and I quote, "It's not a new drug per se, but it's something we're just starting to hear more and more about," end quote. The drug is called Tranq, or Tranq Dope, and is a central nervous system depressant that can cause drowsiness and amnesia, can slow breathing and the heart rate, and can cause blood pressure to drop to dangerously low levels. Vets have used it on animals since 1972, but it is not approved for human use. U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency Administrator Ann Milgram said in a March 20th public safety alert, and I quote, "Xylazine is making the deadliest drug threat our country has ever faced, fentanyl even deadlier," end quote. On March 26th, New York Senator Chuck Schumer said, and I quote, "I'm asking the DEA, which has just issued the alert, to focus on stopping xylazine, this evil drug in New York City. The DEA has diversion control teams. They are agents in law enforcement, but they're also chemists and other kinds of doctors, and they can swoop in on an area and deal with the drug problem," end quote. In Ulster County, toxicology reports showed the presence of xylazine in two of the 66 opioid-related deaths in Ulster County in 2020 and four of the 71 opioid deaths in 2021 and 10 in 2022. The drug is especially dangerous because, as a sedative and not an opioid, Narcan will not reverse the effects of xylazine. Ulster County Sheriff Juan Figueroa said, and I quote, "We definitely know it's out there. It's just a matter of detecting it. We are talking about it, and we're going to definitely talk about it more in the future because it's an issue that people need to know about," end quote. While Schumer is proposing legislation on the federal level in Albany, State Senator James Scofus introduced legislation last week to designate xylazine as a Schedule III depressant-controlled substance, which he said would make its possession a crime. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Heather Bellow reports in the Berkshire Eagle that a report released March 23rd showed a record spike in incidents targeting Jews in Massachusetts and New England in 2022, with three in the Berkshires. There were anti-Semitic incidents in West Stockbridge, Adams, and Williamstown in 2022, according to the Anti-Defamation League's new audit on incidents against Jews. There were 152 incidents in 2022 in Massachusetts, 41% higher than the 108 reported in 2021. Petty Shakur, interim regional director of the Anti-Defamation League, explained about the incident in West Stockbridge, where a couple were waiting to enter a parking lot space at the Olivia's Overlook Trailhead, saying, and I quote, "The woman pulling out of the space they were waiting for started spewing anti-Semitic insults at them with no provocation and no indication that they were Jewish, which it turns out they were," end quote. Former Berkshire District Attorney Andrea Harrington last year said her office has seen, and I quote, "a shocking rise in hateful incidents over recent years targeting Jewish, Black, and Latino communities here in Berkshire County," end quote. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. The Daily Freeman reports that Representative Mark Molinaro will speak at the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce breakfast at the Diamond Mills Hotel and Tavern at 7:30 a.m. on April 12th. Molinaro represents the 19th Congressional District and says he will discuss the workforce shortage, combating inflation, and encouraging business development in the Hudson Valley in the address. It costs $30 for members and $40 for non-members to attend the event and hear Molinaro speak. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Mid-Hudson News reports that the Metro North trains on the Harlem and Hudson lines have new schedules beginning March 26. There is a little less weekend service to make more time for track repairs through June 10th. Regular weekend service resumes on June 11th. There are also a few minor adjustments to weekday service on all Harlem and Hudson lines. Read the full story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button. To become a WGXC sustaining supporter, or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.